Hello, and welcome back to Warrior Moms. I am Michelle.
And I am Amy, and we are so grateful that y'all are back with us once again. And today we have our friend Emily Simmons.
Hi, I'm Emily. And she is
Yes.
going to tell us about her son, Darren.
Yeah, we're so glad that you're here today. I'm
Yes, so
glad and not
grateful.
glad, right? We hate that we know each other, but
But glad that we have each other.
yes.
That's for
And
sure.
we're all fairly new acquaintances. We got to spend a writing workshop. We're part of the group that is working on writing the Warrior Moms book.
Yes.
And we spent a weekend together doing a writing workshop. And it was so fun to get to know you more. And I'm so glad you're here today.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, tell us about Darren.
Okay.
Adjectives, even starting with. Yeah. Who was he? Give us a picture.
So my son Darren was an amazing kid. He was 18 when he was killed in a car accident on April 1st of 2012. But what I remember is the way he lived. I try to remember the way he lived, not how he died. I read his yearbook all the time, what people said about him, what his classmates said about him. He was just absolutely the best kid ever. Never had to spank him, never had to ground him. He just, I don't know, it was something else. Calculus with honors, played football, played basketball. He was tall, handsome, just
The all-American kid.
absolutely, absolutely. And he wanted to be an FBI agent. He was
Wow.
accepted to Kennesaw State University. I said, "Why do you want to be an FBI agent, honey?" And he said, "Because I don't like it when bad people do bad things to good people." And I said, "You know what? I can't really argue with that, you know."
Right.
So,
He just
yeah.
had this internal something within him that just was
Yes.
making right good choices. Yeah.
He wanted to
And kids
save
noticed that. He
everybody.
was. I mean, I remember you showing me the yearbook posts or, the yearbook comments, and it was just page after page after page of the love that they felt for him. Yeah. Well, tell us about that April
First.
1st
So
accident.
they were going on, there was going on, it was in Maine. I was stationed in the Air Force. I was 3 months before retiring and returning to Atlanta. And he was, they were driving on a long, windy road in the state of Maine, past another vehicle. And then he swerved and hit a tree, and he was killed instantly. The other two in the vehicle survived. He did not. He was killed instantly. It was April 1st, so everybody thought it was an April Fool's Day joke.
Oh
Not
my
really.
gosh.
So even his
You don't joke
dad,
about that.
no, you don't joke about that. Even his dad said, "You know, this is a really, really bad joke. It's not a, it wasn't, turn, obviously turned out not to be a joke. It just changed my life. I forever. It changes you forever." And people out there that listen to this, that know this, that they feel it. But when you don't, when you haven't lost a child, you can't grip your mind around the thought of losing a child. But when it
No.
happens, you got two choices. You're either going to sink or you're going to swim.
Yeah,
And I
that's so
chose
true.
to swim.
And
I love
was
that.
that an immediate kind of fight that you felt?
Yeah, I mean, well, I
Yeah.
had been in the Air Force. I'd been to combat 4 times. So I was a medic, so I just really helped save lives. But
You were
I
there.
had that fight in me though, and I was like, I have a daughter, my daughter Kristen, she's 23. She's amazing, and we just have this very, very strong bond now that it just can't be broken. She
Yeah.
has the same eyes, so when I look in her eyes, I get to see
Oh
his
my
eyes.
goodness,
So
yes.
yeah, and my family swarmed around me. The Air Force brought my family to my house, and yeah, it just, my family surrounded me. If I didn't have my family, I can't believe that there are people out there that don't have a family, because that there's no way that I could have gotten through what I've gotten through without my family.
I know we hear that so often is, if somebody's listening and you haven't lost a child, that is one of the biggest gifts you can give anyone that's gone through some deep trauma is just showing up, right? Is offering your time, your space, your just sitting next to you. My gosh, that it means so much, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what I told people, if you don't know what to say, excuse me, if you don't know what to say to somebody, just give them a hug.
Yeah, Absolutely.
Because a hug says more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found. A lot of people, a lot of my friends, Emily, I don't know what to say to you. I said, don't say anything. Just come here and hug me. I know that you love me. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that you can say.
Yeah.
That's my response is, I don't know what to say to me either.
Like, yeah.
I wouldn't
yeah.
know what to say to me.
Right.
Just hug me. That's yeah. good. Just
yeah.
be there.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. yeah. How old was your daughter?
Kristen. Yeah. How old was Kristen?
So Kristen was 11 when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's 23, which that was hard when she surpassed Darren in age.
Yes.
When she turned 18, I wanted to wrap her up in a bubble.
Oh, say, gosh, like, yes.
But she makes good choices. She's learned from, you know, from this. She never drives distracted. She drives focused. Everybody wants her to drive because she's just such a responsible driver. And she does that in his honor because mm-hmm. he would want her to keep going and he would want her to learn.
Right.
And she loved him very, very much. They were just a little two peas in a pod.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What do you think would be advice that you would give a mom when you have a young, you know, sibling that's lost somebody? How do you deal with your grief and your child's grief? How did you navigate that?
I'm fortunate because both of my sisters have master's degrees in some kind of counseling, social work. So they kind of swarmed into for Kristen and mm-hmm. and took care of her because for the first year it just felt like I was in constant shock. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get out of bed. I never even did my makeup because I didn't know if I was going to cry all day or not.
Right.
But I would say for the younger children, just make sure that they have resources, that people that they can talk to. Because mm-hmm. I know Kristen didn't want to talk to me because she didn't want to see me cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's a yeah. good point.
Yes. Because yeah. they have this protective quality. They're mm-hmm. taking on this older, you know, person's responsibility. Like, I have to take care of, you know, my mom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. What did you do after that first year, you know, where you didn't want to get out of bed? How did you then turn the corner?
I don't know really what happened. I started getting out more and I just kind of forced myself. I was like, stop with your little pity party. Not that I didn't deserve it. I did. I had
right.
to grieve.
But yes.
I was like, he would not want me to do this. Mm-hmm. He would not want me to just be, you know, walking like a zombie through life. So mm-hmm. I started working for a hospital and I just went back. I went to work. Just as a temp, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I could work.
Yeah.
And then I did.
That was a smart way to do that.
Yeah.
And you had just retired from the military.
Right.
So you were able to find a new.
Yeah. I took a year off mm-hmm. of work, which yeah. I had the resources and I was able to do that, to take a year off. So I did that. And then I just, yeah.
You could find something new.
Yeah.
And that's what mm-hmm. you did.
Yep. yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Tell us about, I know you, you know, you found love after losing Darren. How did that work, you know, with your, you know, your new spouse not knowing Darren, and how do you navigate that?
I talk about Darren all the time, and he's very, very patient. So my son's father had died in 2018, and I was just up at a restaurant talking to my old soccer coach about being in the military. And Travis, my husband, overheard what I was saying. And we started talking about the Air Force. And it was almost like God just sent me an angel down mm-hmm. and said, look, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And
wow.
he's patient with me. When I cry, he hugs me. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I don't even know what I did right in this world to even deserve him. But oh. I'm glad that I found him, or that he found me.
Yeah. And I love that you just leaned into talking about Darren. That was not something that you felt like you had to hide about, you know, just right. your journey and this new relationship, you know?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
That's where, like, talking to Robin, she lost her children and she now is engaged again and all that. And that's where I'm like, I love that they bring your children in. They're still your children.
Yeah.
And they accept that. And that is something that...
It's true love.
Yes.
Yes.
It is. Because it's just...
Yeah.
I never knew it existed.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it does, because love does heal. I mean, it really, really does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So what do you do for birthdays or ways to kind of celebrate and remember. Yeah.
So Darren's birthday was Christmas Eve, which is a little bit of a whammy.
Yes, at first,
it was very, very difficult because I would try to put on a happy face just because it's Christmas time. Everybody wants to be happy, and I just wasn't, and I just couldn't. I couldn't fake it. I couldn't fake it till I make it. That was one of the things that I had to do, is I had to feel my feelings. And I always told myself, when I'm sad, just I'm going to cry. And my mom and I call them Darren moments. Anyway, on Christmas Eve, we released these Chinese lanterns.
Beautiful.
And we say something about Darren, and then they go up in the sky. And we talk about him. We toast to him every year. We never forget. We'll never forget.
Oh, gosh.
My bracelet says we'll never forget.
Oh, my gosh. What's been important to you about Warrior Moms?
Oh, yeah. So I think I'm one of the newer
members
of Warrior Moms. I just happened to stumble on a friend that knew one of the creators of the group. And it's just been an amazing group of women that we all get it. I mean, it's horrible that we're all in this club, but I know that you know exactly how I feel, and you know exactly how I feel, and you know that I know exactly how you
right.
feel.
Right. Yes.
So it's like we get it. We get each other, and we don't have to, we have that common bond that we all kind of feel the same, but at the same time, we're warriors for our children because we're just going to keep on going, and we're going to keep on helping other moms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what about before you came to Warrior Moms? Or whatever, did you have any other type of support of other moms?
Like a group?
Did you know
or,
other moms that had lost children or have connections?
I did. My son's best friend growing up in New Hampshire, his best friend died a few years after my son. So I know Andrew's mom. I worked in a hospital, so I would try to support other moms there that had lost children. But my family has always been my support. I'm just lucky that I have an incredible family. I tried a couple groups in the past that I just didn't feel like I belonged there. And maybe it was too early. Maybe it was too soon.
Right.
I think sometimes things open up, like your husband came to you when you were ready for that relationship. Had you met him 2 years before, you might not have been ready.
Right. Exactly.
And I think that's important for other grievers to know that. You know, we'll have, you know, brand new moms that come to the group. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we want anyone who wants to come join us to join us. But I came, I think, fairly early in my grief and then didn't come for another 2.5 years because it was, you know, you take on each other's stories and you already have so much pain. And that's important to, like, this is a lifetime journey. And it's no matter how long it's been, you still can jump in and find people who, like you said, completely get it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we love that you have found us because you are a fun, fun, fun person. And I am so glad that you allow yourself to still be that fun person.
It took a long time. It really, really took a long time. And I felt guilty when I did have fun. And then I thought to myself, Darren and I used to ride roller coasters at Six Flags and just have so much fun and laugh and laugh and laugh. That's what he would want me to do. So he's up there going, "You can have fun, Mom.
Yeah.
You can
come on, fun. Get
come
it
on,
together.
Dude.
Yeah.
Or as the kids say today, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, bro. One story you told, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like you making dinner and he'd come and do some silly dance or something. What was that? That was so cute.
So on Tuesdays, we'd have taco night.
Oh,
and
he
loved tacos. So he would do this crazy dance, and Kristen would try to do it too. It was just so cute watching them, and they'd sing, "We're having tacos." And it was like he would just make me laugh, you know. And he'd do the Scooby Doo laugh that he
oh yes.
And I'd have a bad day, come home from work, and he'd do that Scooby Doo laugh, and I'd just start laughing no matter what kind of mood I was in.
Trying to tap into that still. I love that you have given yourself permission to to feel joy again and happiness and
feel the feels.
Yeah. And feel the feels too.
Yep,
yeah. I think
feels.
That's important. What's a final sort of kind of, I know you've given us lots of advice.
Nuggets. I love it.
Yes.
I love
but
all the nuggets.
Final thing that you think, and it could be, you know, kind of living like Darren did. It could be advice for other moms in addition to what you've already shared.
So I think that my advice would be to just be kind to yourself, be easy on yourself, surround yourself with love and light, let people hold you up, let mm-hmm. people help you, eliminate the takers in your life. Don't let anybody try to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve to be happy. Even though you might not feel it right now, mm-hmm. you deserve to be happy and you're going to be okay. One of the ladies at my son's funeral came up to me and gave me a hug and said, you're never gonna get over this. This is not something you get over.
Mm-hmm.
You just learn how to live with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true.
Very wise words. You didn't realize that at the time, though, did you?
I know. I didn't think that I was going to learn how to live with it.
No.
I didn't even know how I was going to get through that day.
Right. No. Yeah.
But she's right. She was right.
Yeah.
But she was 10 years down the journey, and now mm-hmm. I'm 12 years down the journey, and I see it. I see what she meant,
mm-hmm.
and she was right.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. Well, thank you.
I
love sitting here and you can't see on the table, but Emily brought this beautiful picture of Darren. And I love that he got to join us today as
mm-hmm.
well. So thank you for your words of encouragement and sharing Darren and his story.
Yes. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us again. And we'll talk to you all soon.
Till next time. Bye.